How do you identify yourself to people? A Christian's identity is directly connected to their status and relationship with Christ. And that's what we're discovering on Day by Day. Welcome to Day by Day, where we are starting a walk through the book of James. You know, I could introduce myself to you in several different ways. I could simply say, "Hello, I'm Cliff," or I could say, "I'm Pastor Cliff," or I could say, "I'm Ural Johnson's son," or "Christy Johnson's husband." The ways to introduce myself to you goes on and on and on. And James could have done the same thing. He could have said, "I'm James, the leader of the church in Jerusalem," or "I'm James, the half-brother of Jesus." But listen to how James introduces himself. Listen to how he identifies himself. James chapter 1, verse 1. "James, the slave of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ." Well, Cliff, how do you know that this James was the half-brother of Jesus? Weren't there several different people with the name James in the New Testament? Well, in the first century world, the name James was about as common as Jimmy or John is today. And the description that this author gives as being the servant of the Lord could have been used to describe any Christian. There are at least four different Jameses that we run across in the New Testament. So how do we know that this is really the half-brother of Jesus? We have James, the son of Zebedee. We have James, the son of Alphaeus. We have James, the father of Judas. Not Judas Iscariot, but another Judas. And then we have James, the half-brother of Jesus. So out of these four, who is most likely the author of the letter? Now, it's possible that another James that we've never heard of could have written this letter, but considering that the author does not take time to designate himself, he assumed his readers would know who was writing this letter. And as we'll see later, his audience was large and spread out, so the person who wrote this letter must have been well known among Christians. And from the list, only two appear to have been that prominent to write such an authoritative letter: James the son of Zebedee and James the half-brother of Jesus. Well, James the son of Zebedee was martyred by Herod Agrippa early on in the life of the first century church. We read about it in Acts chapter 12. And most scholars think that that martyrdom was around 44 AD. King Herod died, according to secular sources, in 44 AD, and that's who martyred James. But James the brother, he rejected Jesus as Messiah and Lord while Jesus was living. It was only after Jesus appeared to James after the resurrection that James, the half-brother of Jesus, becomes a believer. And after this, James becomes a prominent leader in the church at Jerusalem. And most scholars, because of his position in the Jerusalem church, believe that James, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote this letter. Now, in light of his pedigree, in light of his rise to leadership and authority, what strikes us is how he identifies himself in relation to Jesus. He calls himself a bondservant. He doesn't say he's Jesus' brother. He doesn't appeal to his family status and that earthly connection to him. Instead, he calls himself a servant, a slave. Well, a bondservant was someone who was expected to give complete loyalty and obedience to their master. All of their personal freedoms and wishes were reorganized under the master's will. And as a Christian, this is exactly what James is referring to. And the question becomes for us, is this our greatest and most important identity? Are you a bondservant to Christ? Have you forsaken your personal rights, desires, freedoms, and preferences in all aspects of your life? Have you released over the control of all areas of your life to Christ? This is what it means to be a servant. This is what it means to be a Christian. As you pray today, please remember Michael Barton and his wife Josie are missionaries in Canada. Also, remember the Ware Ware Life Word broadcast in the Philippines.